cut my life into pieces. This is
the Tidbits Pod. Morning all. Out today on Sanderstead Wreck in Croydon's fashionable South End. And yeah, we might get some traffic noise. We might get some bird song. Maybe the overspill of some recreational activities. Or maybe some pensioners bringing their shopping through and, you know, causing a ruckus. But these are all the kind of things that you just have to bat away in in this day and age, this rough and ready podcast generation that we're in. But yeah, it's pretty pleasant. Been freezing all morning. So back where I was, it's a bit sludgy, bit sleety, you know, that kind of vibe. Did get settled snow, but it's all sort of starting to flack off now, and yeah, it's getting a bit cheery. But I've got my socks on, put them on straight from the radiator, and yeah, nice little hat and shit, so we're feeling good. And well, you know what they say, there's no bad weather, just bad preparation or whatever. And wind. If it's windy, then that ruins the sound of the podcast. That's not going to work. Or sun, because that makes you feel sweaty and sad. pretty much all weather's bad for podcasting. But there you go. Welcome aboard, guys. I did have a little plan in the pipes for this episode. You know, as it is the big Tidbits 29th episode, it's a big milestone. Thought I'd do a little special, but that kind of fizzled out. I was doing a bit of emailing back and forth, but it did not come to anything. So then I went out and recorded one the other day, but then that got a bit dark. So yeah, bin that off. So this is kind of like a third time lucky 29th thing. Whatever, it's exactly the same as the others is what I'm getting at. But yeah, like, so what's April been so far? We're almost mid-April without a Tidbits Pod, so lots to catch up on. I read two Michael Palin books. I've got those sitting in my bathroom, so a lot of Palin. The Himalayas one and the Sahara one, if you're interested. They're bloody phenomenal. But that goes without saying, really. Started listening to Sapiens. Have you given that a go? The history of humans. But yeah, I only just started to listen to that on the way here. And yeah, started the next level of a TEFL course. So, well, if you need to know about non-stick frying pans, holler at your boy. No, it's teaching English as a foreign language. So, you know, I've been doing it the other way with Spanish lessons as well. Like, you know, Duolingo. Just keeping that little streak thing going on there. And then I do proper lessons on BBC Bite Size, because I am 15. And whatever, just rinsing the taxpayers for another bit of another little perk. But that's nice. So, actually, yeah, no, this is a nice little thing. If any of you are Spanish or from a Spanish-speaking place or just speak Spanish and you want to do a kind of learning swap thing for me, like we'll do a half hour of Spanish and a half hour of English or something, get in touch. I'm up for that. I was trying to do it on the internet the other day, and it's just all, well, it's all a bit seedy, really. They're a bit weird, the website, so if you've got any recommendations as well of how to find a good one, let me know as well. That'll be bloody nice. But yeah, what else have I been up to? Walked to Godston and back the other day. Just walking down the what they call it, the Caterham bypass, so that probably wasn't the safest activity. But yeah, it was a bit of a mission, but yeah, beautiful. It's nice to get out. It was properly cold and the cars were going by, so that was, yeah, not the best idea. But yeah, still above the 10,000 steps a day average thing that I wanted to do, so that's all good. And yeah, that's been my week, really. All that kind of interwoven with Well, a little bit of job hunting, but that's the job hunting is kind of the catalyst for all of this other procrastination. But yeah, since the last one, oh yeah, big thing. I watched the rest of Lost. I motored through, so I was just on my exercise bike watching Lost, and it hasn't really been the most rich week in activities. But if you're up for a Lost drinking game, yeah, there was a lot of recurring stuff that pops up quite a lot. So, I mean, you could drink whenever someone says they have a right to know something. So they'd be like, I've got a right to know who's hoarding the medical supplies, or they've got a right to know who's buried in that hedge. I've got a right to know what's over that ridge. Where are all these rights written down? He's got a right to know what's inside that box. And yeah, so whenever people are talking about their rights, or whenever someone gets knocked out, that happens once or twice in episodes. Double the drink if it's with the back of a gun. That's very recurring. Whenever someone's held at gunpoint in general, actually, like, do you find that a bit, isn't it a bit tedious in film or TV when there's a standoff with guns? Like, you can just imagine the writers sitting around like, oh yeah, we need to up the stakes in this. We need to sort of, you know, unveil the secrets or whatever. Should we get some guns out? Yeah, whatever. It's been 20 minutes. Why not? So, go ahead, man. Shoot me. I want you to do it. Shoot me. You're just like, okay, no one's going to get shot here. They're getting paid too much. Like, they're not going to get rid of Jack in this series. Something. You don't have the guts, man. You're yellow. I can see it in your eyes. You just don't have killer instinct in your eyes. It's just like, oh, I've seen this sequence a lot. Anyway, drink whenever there's a scene with guns. And yeah, whenever someone says, like, we've got to go back, or I'm going with you, or don't tell me what I can't do, or you're not going to believe me, or, oh yeah, do I know you from somewhere? That's the catchphrase, particularly in the later ones. Do I know you from somewhere? But yeah, one thing I noticed as well, and this isn't just Lost, why is it in films and TV, why is everyone so good at judging weights? Like, you don't want to start these fights, mate. I mean, by the looks of you, you're only 94 pounds. I'd crush you. I'm 287, but probably not too far-fetched that they know their own weight, but you know what I mean. Like, it's more of a sort of like a superhero thing, isn't it, really? Like, they, oh my god, it's out of control, there's no way you can stop that train, it must be about 21.61 million pounds, and to the naked eye it looks like it's traveling at 97 miles an hour. It's impossible. But I suppose you got to set the scene, whatever. But yeah, anyway, do that drinking game, but drink responsibly as well. So maybe do it with a lovely fruity tea or something, whatever's lying around. Yazoo. I mean, drink Yazoo excessively but responsibly, please, or don't, or do. Everyone else is. Oh, but actually, yeah, anyway, Lost, so here's the review. It sounds like I don't like it. I'm so bad at sort of reviewing stuff. But yeah, overall, but it's fucking brilliant. Like, with the last series wasn't so good, but it was a bit hokey, a bit sort of mawkish, a bit wank. But, you know, that's measuring the last series against the rest of, like, measure it against its own high standard kind of thing. So don't be put off. It's still worth sitting through, I'd say. And oh yeah, there is a sort of strange one-off episode that's got like paralyzing spiders and diamonds and stuff like that, but yeah, other than that, yeah, it's bloody well worth a watch. Loved it. But yeah, as always, I've sort yeah, I can't actually say I like things without sounding like they're shit, but I did actually really like it. But that concludes my review of a program that's last episode was aired nearly 11 years ago. So right on the money here at Tidbits Pod, all the box fresh reactions that you've come to love. But yeah, if you, like me, you've been sort of arming and ahhing about watching it for over a decade, this is just the little push you need. And so do it. Amazon Prime, and probably you could steal it from a shop or whatever you want to do. But yeah, normally in regular times, peace times, like, unless it's a comedy, I am never choosing to watch a TV program over a film. Like, I don't know. But now we've had a bit of extra time. What have I watched recently? I watched The Wire, and then The Sopranos. We're now all lost. I started Black Mirror again a little while back, but I just think Black Mirror is just way too stressful. But yeah, in general, TV is just more of an investment, isn't it? More of a risk. But yeah, I think I've got a few more on the list. Like, so the next one is Boardwalk Empire. Then Peaky Blinders. I've got The West Wing on there. Then Fargo. Then I'm done. I'm going to give it a little... Yeah, before I do get stuck into another one, I'm going to give it a little while. But yeah, like, just watching them back to back does make you go a bit mad, doesn't it? But the last series I watched as it was coming out, you know, was Breaking Bad, whenever that was. Like, actually waiting a week between episodes and then a year or so between series. Absolutely killer. But yeah, overall, I think it's much better to sort of save them up and then go back to back, isn't it? just so you're not... Actually, is it quite nice, that feeling? Maybe I miss it, but yeah, it's nice to just be able to watch them all. And then you know how much you're getting into as well. Like, imagine just starting now watching... Oh, I'm going to start watching Coronation Street or something. I don't know, you're just never going to catch up. But whilst we're on the subject of recommendations, actually, if you haven't already, give Steve-O's podcast a go. It's called Wild Ride with Steve-O. And it's funny because I just love listening to them talk about sort of random fucked up shit as if it's kind of an art piece or an installation or something. Like, particularly, it's one of the newer ones with Danger Aaron he's got on there. And it's a real kind of deep dive. So they'll go like, I put it to you that Ryan Dunn's Car Up the Jaxes skit is the most gnarly stunt we've ever done. Ah, yes. That was a delight, but... What about the time that I put a leech on my eyeball? Wonderful. Just wonderful. Yes, absolutely. But, I should explain. Like, I like to pretend that Steve-O and all the Jackass people are actually characters played by old sort of thespy British stage actors. So, I mean, just imagine they're sitting being interviewed on Inside the Actor's Studio with, you know, little Jimmy Lipton. R.I.P. But he's wonderful to have you here. May I speak with Stephen, with Steve-O? May we have a chat with him here at the Actors Studio? Okay, yes, very good. One moment. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude! I'm Steve-O. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, man, I fucking shoved wasabi in my eyeball and fucking... Beautiful, yes, absolutely. That is one of the richest characters in your canon. But yeah, I've been listening to Steve-O's podcast, and the best ones, well, if you're a fan of the old TV shows, like, it's when he gets the cast members on, and... Well, actually, the real best ones is when it's Dr. Drew. So he's going for all his injuries and stuff and, like, getting over the addiction. They're the premium ones. So that's my little recommendation of this episode. Get involved in that podcast. That's a really good one. And, right, okay. I've had an idea for a feature, a little podcast feature. And I don't know how long I can kind of make it run, but I'm going to call it songs that sound like they have cows in them, or songs that the lyrics appreciate cows, or cows appreciation. It's all about ferry ports on the Isle of Wight. Well, you'll see at the end of the episode, but listen out at the end, stick about, and maybe I'll put it in this episode, maybe I won't. But at the end, you know, maybe I'll double down, maybe I'll put two, whatever. But that's the feature. So I'm just going to put in a song where the lyrics kind of mention something about cows. Why not? And then, you know, for the rest of the people, for the dippers, for anyone that just decides to, you know, just jump into a random episode, maybe I'll have a guest on, they're going to be listening away and they'll go, oh yeah, that was nice. Cow lyric, wallop. What the hell was that? Cut to black, end of show. It's going to sort of blow some minds. So yeah, I mean, we'll know. We'll sort of know from now on. You guys are going to know what's going on, but the rest of them, they're going to be totally in the dark. So don't refer them here for an explanation. They're just going to hear generic cow stuff popping up, and hopefully that's going to... I guess maybe, like, what the hell's going on? That's the aim. But yeah, I mean, it's just our little... So between me and you, I'm going to put some cow noises or cow songs at the end of episodes for some reason, but for a strong feature. And that kind of reminds me of... I mean, there was a guy I used to work with, and everything he'd say was like, between you and me, it'd be like, it's a massive secret, but here, titties, between you and me, just between me and you, right, between you and me, I fucking love a slice of toast in the morning, love it, bit of butter on there, lovely, you know, keep that between me and you though, and the wife. The wife, there's always someone else involved as well, like, right, all right, tiddly bollock, yeah. Well, between you and me, and Mikey, and Chip, and Tommy, and the wife, I fucking love David Bowie. Think he's ace. I mean, that tour he did with the Spiders and that, in 87, top stuff that is. I mean, but keep it between me and you, and Mikey, and Tommy, and Chip. My lovely wife, I do not want this getting out. I love David Bowie. Just between us. I mean, at that job, they all had little catchphrases like that. So, I mean, there was a guy, and he'd always go, "Hello, young Jack. As you." Yeah, I spoke. It was Bodger from Bodger and Badger. I know Bodger was the man, wasn't it? Badger. Hello, Massey. I bet he, hello, young Jack. As you. And then I'd go, was it? Yeah, I'd just say, bless you. Because he's like, as you. Bless you. As you. Well, yeah, I'm all right, mate. You. And then whenever you asked him how he was, he'd always just go, not too sad. Which is, that's fucking heartbreaking, isn't it? So he was always just a little bit sad. So not too sad. But, I mean, one of my favourite moments, and this is, God, 5 years ago, working with those guys, and I won't say the names, but for the story, let's call them Reggie and Martin, and they were sort of like master and apprentice or teacher and student, Jedi Padawan, that kind of, you know, that kind of vibe, handyman and labourer, and like, it got to the stage where Reg, the student, had pretty much learned everything from Martin. Like, and he knew the score. Like, the jobs were all quite similar. And so they're talking on the phone, just organising, like, I don't know, fixing a leak or something that they both know. And then Martin flaps his guns and he gives it a bit of, like, oh, yeah, don't forget to bring the torch or whatever else they needed. And it, like, Reg, just out of nowhere, he just ends it, and he just goes, I fucking hate that cunt. Just at the end of it, and he's just like, what was he saying? So yeah, he's just like, hello, young Reg, as you. Yeah, I'm all right, mate. You? Not too sad. Yeah, I've got Tibble in the cab here, and you're on speaker. Hello, young Jack. As you. Bless you. And he sort of went on, organised this thing, and you know, conversation ends. I fucking hate that cunt. And then he goes to put the tunes back on, and there's a sort of second or two of quiet, and then over the little thing, he's like, oh, Reggie, I'm still here. You didn't put the phone down. He's just like, oh, but, guys, didn't do that story justice, but who cares, I think that's a nice place to end, isn't it? So, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, the email address is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Let's make this a bit more interactive. So I want to hear from you for next time or whenever. Like, when was the last time that you had a shit outside is the feature. The question I'm going to try and answer next time or in the next one or two. But yeah, whether it's planned or not planned, tell me about it. And yeah, maybe I'll read it out in a future episode. So have you ever had a shit outside? And if so, what's the story? You know, send me an email, or if you want, send me a voice note. And yeah, be brave. I'll put a story of when you either shit yourself or just had a rough shit. I just want to hear about highbrow. Let's keep it highbrow. But anyway, thanks for listening. As always, it's been absolutely lovely catching up. And have a lovely rest of your day. I'm off to a motorbike track to sort of watch some motorbikes and that. So why the bloody hell not? Catch y'all later.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move.